May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, Facebook is a funny thing, if you didn't know already. Apparently, I have been on Facebook for way too long, for like over a decade now. And I tell you, when I was in marketing back in the day, I told one of the companies I worked for, yeah, Facebook is going to go by the wayside. Got that one wrong. But, you know, I know I've been on Facebook for over a decade because it shows you memories each day of that date, you know, from years ago. Well, one memory that popped up not too long ago was when my wife, Tracy, she's like, uh-oh, where's this going? I didn't clear it with her. Well, it's about this one time she had a profound thought. So I shared it on Facebook, like you do, if it's profound. She said, because we were eating an orange one day, she said, why do we call an orange, but don't call a banana a yellow? I mean, it's actually, it's a good, pretty good pondering. It's a pretty good pondering. Why do we call an orange, but a banana, not a yellow? I don't know. So maybe it's not so profound, but you know. But fruits, you know, fruits such as strawberries and grapes and watermelons, they grow on vines, which makes me think. We always talk about at communion, you know, the fruit of the spirit. We talk about the fruit of the vine, and then we have grape juice for communion. Maybe we should do watermelon juice if it's on a vine too. Just joking. We won't do that next week for communion. Don't worry. But, you know, other fruits like bananas and cherries and apples grow on trees. And there are fruits like blueberries and raspberries that grow on bushes. So I was thinking, you know, well, what makes a fruit? And you might maybe learned in school that a fruit's a fruit because it contains seeds. And it's also a flowering plant. So we all actually have good fruit to bear. You know, this is what our scripture's about, right? But we have to nurture the tree ourselves from which the fruit comes. We have to nurture it both in ourselves and in others. It's like that old saying, you reap what you sow. So in Paul's writing today from Galatians, he's calling them to move past the old ways, the old laws, the Hebrew laws, and what was done before, and move with and in the Spirit, because the Spirit produces good fruit. The Spirit produces good fruit like love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, I can rattle those off because of a song that I learned as a kid in church school, which was, the fruit of the Spirit's not bananas, bananas. The fruit of the Spirit's not bananas. If you want to be a fruit, then you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness. Da, 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 da. It goes on. It names other silly fruits like coconut and apples and whatever. It's a fun song. But I remember that from my childhood. And it planted a seed within me. The Spirit plants seeds within us. And these seeds are always available to us. But in order for these seeds of the Spirit to take root and grow, we gotta water them. We gotta nurture the seeds so that they can grow into healthy, yielding produce, producing fruits of the Spirit. Now, last Advent, so back in December, I was meeting with my therapist, and she asked me, how had my week been? As always, that's the usual question. And I replied, it's been really good. This wasn't the week with the appendectomy. I told her, I'm feeling really good and really positive, motivated, etc. And she asked me, well, why? What's made a difference? How so? And I told her, After I reflected for a few minutes, I sat there thinking, why is this week so good? Why are things great? I realized that that week was the week that I was going to be preaching on joy for Advent. So all week long, I had been reading about joy, listening to podcasts about joy, listening to music, soaking it in. No wonder I felt so good. You are what you feed yourself. So in his book, A Touch of Wonder, Arthur Gordon, who tells a story about stranglers and wranglers. Now, maybe you've heard this story before. He writes that many years ago, there were a group of brilliant young men at the University of Wisconsin. The group of men seemed to have an amazing creative talent, especially with literary talents. They could write. They were extraordinary in their ability to put literary skills to their best use. These promising young men, they all got together and met regularly to read and critique one another's literary works. And these men, they were merciless. They would criticize and critique each other so fiercely. They dissected every little thing. And all those expressions, all their offerings, were even sometimes mean in their criticism of each other's work. And their meeting sessions became arenas for literary criticism. And the members of this club of young men, these stranglers, as they became known, not only were they criticizing one another, but they were feeding on it and continuing to do it. And they excluded others from this opportunity. So the women created their own group. These women who had just as much and more literary prowess gathered together. And they called themselves the Wranglers. They met often, and their literary pieces they brought to one another. And in front of each other, they would give feedback in a much more positive way. They were more encouraging of one another. And every effort from that member of the women's group, they grew and grew together. They were encouraged by one another. So 20 years later, after these groups, of course, had dispersed and the young people had graduated from college, a university alumnus was doing a study. He wanted to see how his classmates' careers in literary writing, how it had developed. And he noticed a huge difference. He noticed a huge difference in the literary accomplishments between the young men, the Stranglers, and the young women, the Wranglers. Among all those brilliant men, none of them had made any significant literary achievement. But among the Wranglers, among those women, several were successful writers, and some had won renowned national literary awards. The talent and the education was the same between the two groups. The difference was how they interacted with one another and the type of feedback that they consumed. The Stranglers strangled each other, and the Wranglers gave each other a lift and helped one another. It was all about what they were feeding themselves. And we heard in our psalm this morning, you show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Our question today is, what are we feeding ourselves? Are you taking in only negative information? Or are you looking and seeking goodness and love? Often people fall into the trap of thinking that things will be better or I will feel better if I take a vacation. After my vacation, oh, I'll feel so much better. Or if I can get a new job, things will be so much better. Or pay off the car debt. Or once spring or fall arrives. Or if I only didn't have to deal with so-and-so. She's such a pain, or he's a nuisance. We fall into these traps of thinking. However, the Spirit is indiscriminate. The Spirit produces fruits in many, many ways. After all, fruit doesn't grow just on an apple tree. Fruit grows on trees and vines and plants and bushes. And there's not just one kind of fruit. There's just not a yellow, a banana. There are 2,000 different kinds of fruits. God has shown us the path of life, of abundant joy. Our God is a God of abundance. The fruit of the Spirit is here for us. And the question is, are we nurturing our spiritual seeds? Are we living out of selfish motives and desires, or are we being guided by the Spirit? What are you feeding yourselves, my friends? Are you being guided by the Spirit? When we're guided by the Spirit, we are giving our lives to God and following the ways of Christ. So come, let us join together. Let us join the Spirit in singing, "Take my life and let it be." Let us open ourselves up to our God. Let us sing. Please rise, embody your Spirit.